time sun rising and what time sun is setting, okay? So because those people are punctual and Allah loves punctual people. You know what I mean? Okay. So when New Year start, people, what they do? They have new diaries, they have new, sometimes some people they also change their stuff, furniture at home. But for us, like New Year, Islamic New Year, that is most important anyway, because we are running this system and we use this system in school, in offices, and everywhere. So we should also look after ourselves, and we should try ourselves to be better than last year. This should be a message. Did you understand? Like, we should think, how was my last year? And my coming year should be better than last year. What I have learned, what I have lost, what I have gained, understood? So those are important point. And I will suggest you must write your important notes in your diary. That will help you load. Some people they do it, and some people they even you don't do, but try to do it. This will help you. So your memories and what are you achieving? Those are most important thing. Anyway, boys, Alhamdulillah, we have started the system on Edmodo. So this will help our students to share their work, their post, their PowerPoints or whatever they are writing for class, so other people will also get benefit, because before you were sending me only, and I was not able in the short time to share everything with other students, but now inshallah you will be able to. All right, so last time we have discussed about one of the great Sahabi, the Muazzin, first Muazzin. Can anybody tell me little summary about?
I said,
Yeah,
sir, can I?
tell me.
The first Muazzin was Hazrat Bilal Raza. He was a black man, and in the dream he heard the azan, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said him to say the azan.
He was the first Muezzin of Islam, and he was from Habsha. You don't say, you should not say he was black, okay? Because he was from Africa, or he was from Ethiopia, Habsha. So that is enough to explain. What was his color? We don't need to discuss. Anyway, so he got the great opportunity, and he became the Muazzin of Islam. Understand? And what surah did we recite last class?
Rahman.
Suratul?
Excuse me,
Nobody remember?
sir.
Come on.
Prophet Muhammad
We
sallallahu
just
alaihi wasallam
no Suratul
not
You remember?
understood. Sir?
So now, inshallah, we will be reading once again Suratul Adiyat. Anybody who is able to read Suratul Adiyat now?
Can
Okay,
I?
go ahead, Hassan. Hassan,
Can I read, sir? Yes, sir.
hello. Yeah, can you read it?
What do we read,
Sorry again.
sir? What do we
Suratul Adiyat.
Can I? إِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ.
ما شاء الله, very good, Hassan.
Can I read it?
Okay, go ahead.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير.
Okay, thank you so much. I will go for the next surah, and boys, just read after me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we're learning this new surah, which is Surah Al-Qari'ah. Okay? Surah Al-Qari'ah, it is 101. The number of surah is 101, and it has 11 verses, and it is talking about the Day of Judgment, about the good deeds and bad deeds, and about the hellfire. So read with me.
Al-Qari'ah.
Read after me, boys. Do not go ahead. Read after by voice, okay? Yawma yakunu an-nasu. كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش
وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش
فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية
فهو في عيشة
راضية
فهو في عيشة راضية
وأما من خفت موازينه
فأمه هاوية. وما أدراك ما هي؟
وما
أدراك ما هي؟
نار حامية.
نار حامية.
صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم.
Very good. Okay, boys and girls, we have to learn this surah well. So I hope everybody will be learning next week this surah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Because the time is very short and we already consume enough time in setting of Edmodo. So I will not listen now from you this surah. But inshallah, next week. At the moment, we just getting a start our lesson. Today, inshallah, we're going to learn about companionship. Which is also called Ashab Rasul and which is also called Sahaba. Have you heard in your life word Sahaba?
Yes, sir. I read about Sahaba.
Very good, mashallah. So you read about Sahaba. No Sahaba problem. Are actually, okay, what are Sahaba?
Sir, Prophet's friends.
So the Prophet's... people who have seen the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Okay, the people who met or see our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They call Sahaba. All right?
Yes.
Okay. But there were many people who met Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they did not become Muslim. What about them? Will you call them Sahaba as well?
No, sir.
No,
no
sir.
Okay.
Sahaba are only those who met and those who saw our Prophet, but they also accepted Islam. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
The one who did not accept Islam like Abu Jahl, okay? Like Abu Lahab. They also met Rasulullah, but they did not become Muslim. They did not accept Islam, but they tried to hurt Rasulullah. So will you call them Muslim or Sahabi?
No.
No, we can't. We will not them call. We will not call them Sahabi. So it is also one of the condition that they must become Muslim. Okay? They must become Muslim. This is the one of the main condition. All right? Next. Yeah. Can I ask Ubaid to read this?
Yes, sir. Who is Sahaba? Companions of the Prophet Muhammad. The most widely accepted definition of a companion of Prophet Muhammad is someone who saw the Prophet and believed in him as well as died a Muslim. The Arabic translation of the word companion is Sahabi. Thus, companions, plural, become Sahaba.
Very good. So, Sahabi is a word which means companion and Sahaba. Sahaba is a plural. So Sahabi and Sahaba. You know, when we are reading Durud Sharif, we are also saying Wasahbihi, right? Sahab means, Ashab means, they all are a plural of the word Sahabi. Mm-hmm. Now we go to the next slide. They are the most famous and the four caliph of Islam. Can I ask... Sir, for us to read their names.
Sir, can I read?
Can I read, sir?
Okay, okay. From girl's side, I will ask Varisha.
Sir, can I read?
I will ask Varisha now. Are you there?
Sir, can I read?
Okay, go ahead, please.
Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu, Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu.
Sir, is it Abu Talib or Abi Talib?
Both are correct.
Both are correct. Very good, Hassan. They both are correct. You can call it Abi or you can call it Abu. It is Arabic grammar. So there's no big difference to know now. Actually, the name is Ali, but his father's name is Abu Talib. So you can call it both. That's fine. So those four caliphs of Islam, the number one is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. On the second number, Abu bin Khattab, and also people call him Umar Farooq, and Uthman bin Affan, and also is known Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, and Ali bin Talib, and he's also known Ali Karramallah Wajhahul Kareem radiallahu anhu. So they are the four caliphs. After Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first who got the charge of ruling of Islam, he was Abu Bakr Siddiq. Okay, and after Abu Bakr Siddiq's death, it was Umar bin Khattab, and some years later, Uthman bin Affan, and at the last, Ali bin Talib radiallahu anhu. They all are the highly graded. But the number one grade, it goes to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Because after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the one who looked after the Islamic states. And he fought with the people who were trying to destroy the Islam. Anyway, all Sahabis are Jannati. None of them is wrong. Sometimes.
Sir, you are muted.
We should respect them and we should also remember them with the good name. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Sahaba, they all are Jannati, which was stated in the Holy Quran. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with them and they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is little introduction of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Now, can I find the fast reader who can read quickly?
Sir, can
Sir Faraz.
See, fast Faraz. Can I read?
Who's going to read it?
Sir Zainab.
Shall I read myself?
Sir Zainab.
Sir, can I read please, Mukhtar?
Zainab.
Come on.
Mukhtar, can I read?
Sir Zainab.
Sir Faraz.
Sir Zainab.
Okay, Zainab, go ahead.
Introduction. No one has been a better companion to me than Abu Bakr, said the Holy Prophet in his last sermon. A great reward indeed. Abu Bakr had earned it. All his life he stood by the side of the Prophet. He did not care for his life. He did not care for his riches. He did not care for what others said about him. His only ambition was to serve the Prophet more than anyone else. The cause did not matter. The ambition was fulfilled. And Abu Bakr got his reward in full. The Messenger of Allah was well pleased with him. He gave him the first place among the companions. Abu Bakr was to be first man to fill the place of the Prophet. He was also to lie in eternal rest by the Prophet's side. Hadrat Abu Bakr
It's fine. Thank you, Zainab. We will go to the next part. So Abu Bakr, he was most closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of his daughter Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was given to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's marriage, and Abu Bakr Siddiq, he was the one who accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of migration from Makkah to Medina. And there are many other virtues, but here only little introduction. Okay, next we will talk about Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Okay, go ahead.
Can I read Muhammad Hassan? Umar ibn al-Khattab was the second caliph of the Muslim Ummah and the first Muslim leader to be called the commander of the faithful after the death of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
Okay, so he was the commander, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he left this world. So Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the best commander of Islam, and he did also many, he conquered many places for Islam. He reached Islam from one place to another, and there are lots of things. Just only here we discuss the name and some more active about Ali bin Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Was his name was Ali, and he was Abu Talib, and his grandfather was Abdul Muttalib. And you know, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam grandfather is also Abdul Muttalib. So it is obvious that he was cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is also known as a lion of Allah, like Asadullah, and Ali bin Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was given the daughter of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which name was Sayyida Zahra Fatima, Siddiq Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And there are lots of plenty virtues of Ali bin Talib radiallahu anhu, but for the short time, I'm not going to discuss all of them. Okay, the most important, how many Sahaba were there? So they say there were in the beginning almost 10,000 Sahaba, and day by day they were increased, and it became around 124,000. But don't mix the number of the prophets and number of Sahaba. The number of prophets, that is also 124,000, and number of Sahaba, it is also, some people say 124,000. And some people say like it is around 200,000. So Sahabi is not Nabi, okay? Sahabi is a human, and Sahabi can do the mistake. Sahabi are not masoom. They can do the mistake, but we should not discuss about their mistake, but we should remember them with good name. Only there is one Sahabi which name was mentioned in the Holy Quran. Did you know who is this?
Zaid bin Harisa.
He was the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zaid bin Haris. So he was adopted son. Actually, he was slave, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam adopted him as a son, and Quran has mentioned his name. There are many Sahabas mentioned, but not with name. For the name, there was only one Sahabi, and that is called Zaid bin Harisa. Some of the Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, they are in Jannah in this life, and they call Ashra Mubashara, and their names are here. Okay, Sayyid Sarfaraz, can you read their names loud?
Sir, can I read?
First.
Sir, can I read?
Muhammad Qari read.
Sir, can I read?
Who are 10 Sahaba? Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, Zubair ibn al-Awam, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Sa'd ibn Waqas,
Abi Waqas, Abu Ubaidullah.
Okay. Abu Ubaidullah Al-Jarrah.
Okay. Thank you, Muhammad Qari. And any question about the Sahaba, you can ask me now. No one has question?
No, sir.
No, okay, sir. Hazrat Bilal, he was also Sahabi. Did you know the Usman, Hazrat Usman, what was his second name?
Sorry, sir?
He was known as Ghani. Ghani means the most, what you call, generous. And you know the Quran, the Usman Ghani, he is the one who collected the Quran, because Quran was not in this shape in which we are receiving now. It was in different pages, but Usman Ghani, he collect all the Quran and he make it in one book. That's why he is known as a Jami'ul Quran. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, Firuzbhai, are you here? Can you play the quizzes?
Yes, sir. Okay. Give me a minute. I will.
No problem. So, if any question about the companions, boys, you can ask me now. Okay. What about the names of Allah? Do you remember some of Allah's names?
Sir, Malik.
Ar-Rahman.
Okay.
Malik.
Ar-Rahim.
Wajid.
Okay.
Malik. Salam. Al-Quddus.
Al-Jabbar.
Okay. So,
Rahman,
anybody knows what is shyness in Islam, in Arabic?
Sir.
Yeah, anybody knows the meaning of haya, word haya?
Sir, sharam.
Sharam, okay. Sharam is an Urdu word, but I want English word.
Hesitation.
Okay, I will show you now. See it. We should do the beginning of the lesson, but time went quickly. All right. So I'm showing you now.
Meanwhile, right. You can click on the link and keep ready your quiz.
Just a minute, Rosemary, just a minute. Give me 1 minute. Let me discuss this one also.
Yeah.
Okay, so Al-Haya. Haya means shyness. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most high in heaven is a person who is more Haya. Okay? Like Haya, whenever it comes, it brings good thing. And there are many virtues of haya. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, iman has 70 branches, and one of the branch of iman is haya. And many virtues of haya are there. So try to bring haya in our life. Haya is like covering our aura, not talking loudly in people, not loudly laughing in people. And some names of Allah. Boys, did you know what is the
haya in English?
Haya is English. In English, it is shyness. Okay? Or it's called bashfulness. But shyness is easy word. Okay, Farozbhai, you can go ahead.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Kids, come on quickly. Keep logging into your link, whatever we have given you on the chat box. I can see 12 participants. Quickly, rest of these students, can you please join?
Sir, can you remove me, Sarfaraz?
Sarfaraz, Sayyid Sarfaraz Ahmad, right?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yeah, okay, removed. Others, please join quickly. There's a link. Click on the link and join yourself. We've got 15 participants. More, we have 22. So at least we need to see 18 here, 18, 19. Come on, who has not joined? Mohammed Ubaid, did you join? Mohammed Hamza, did you join? Faraz, did you join?
Yes, sir.
Good. Okay, last 30 seconds. Inshallah, then we will start. So, hope you were attentive. Today's lecture was short because we took some time for the Edmodo registration. Okay, yeah, good. Thank you, Sarfraz, to bring it to my notice. I will share. Okay, I think we have got now 18 participants and now we will move. All right? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, the first question on your screen. What does Haya mean? Oh, this was the simplest one, which sir just explained you everything about Haya. There's still 5 kids to answer. Come on, answer, Tasmiya. Maria Saif, Aisha Rahman, please answer. We want to see all participation from everyone. Aisha Rahman, can you please pick one answer? Maria Saif, please pick your answer. Sorry, the time is up. Okay, so I hope you know the answer. Let's see who did what. MashaAllah. Sayyid Mukhtar, Sayyid Sarfraz and Muhammad Aftab, they are on the top 3. Okay, someone made a small mistake here. It's not mercy. Haya means it's shyness. Okay, so remember this. We'll go to next question, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the next question on your screen. Okay, which of the Allah name mean is all hearing? In every day, in Salah, you use some part of this in your Salah. Just remember. All hearing, the one who can hear everything. Come on, fast. You've got, okay, sir has given you this time, little longer time. Okay, Maria, you did not attempt. Last 3 seconds, 2, 1, and that's it. Let's see. Okay. Yes, Mukhtar, Muhammad Qari, Father. Okay, good. Al-Sami, yes. So you say in Salah, right? When you come up from Ruku, you say Sami Allah. So Sami means we are called the one who hears everything. So it's not the Al-Shafi, it's not the other option, which is Al-Basir, it's Al-Sami. Okay, so remember this. Let's go to next question. Okay, come on. Let's see who changed the leaderboard now. Who is Sahabi? Who is the companion? To whom we call the companion? This is very simple. I think sir explained you, the one who met Prophet ﷺ with Iman, or any pious Muslim, any pious people, or the one who participated in the Battle of Badr. Okay, good. 15 people have already answered. 16 have answered. 18 have answered. Okay, the one if they answered. Okay, I think Maria is not participating, I believe. All right. Okay, time's up. Let's see. Leaderboard. Who was fast enough and accurate? Good. Safiya Jahan, second position. Faraz Adil, third. Muhammad Qari, you went on fourth. You need to be fast next time. Okay. It's not pious people. It is the one who met Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with Iman. Okay. All right. Let's go to the next question. the next question on your screen. Which of them is first Khalifa, ruler of Islam, after Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Who was the first Khalifa? Is it Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali bin Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu?
Sir, I by mistake pressed the wrong one. I know the correct answer.
Yes, yeah, mistakes happen sometimes. You have to be little conscious when you click your options, because the computer does not understand you did mistake. Okay, let's see. Safiya Jan second, Muhammad Qari third. You came back, mashallah. Good, Zaina. You are on the fourth position. All right, good. So 13 people made it right. So the first Khalifa, remember, is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Okay, Hazrat Ali bin Abi Talib is the fourth Khalifa. Okay, let's go to the next question. Okay, are all the Sahaba Jannati? Will they enter the paradise? Yes? No? I don't know. You have to pick one option. Okay. It's time's up. Let's see who clicked fast and right. Okay, Zaina again back on third position. Very good. Sakina Zara, you are catching up. No. See, there are a lot of people answered no. See, when you say when you say Sahaba, means in the first option we have studied that is the one who saw Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in an iman. Like, okay, there could be a doubt in people's mind, like Abu Jahl, is he Sahabi or no? Though he see Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but he didn't bring iman. He did not have faith in Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? So he is not treated as Sahaba. Okay, clear? So the answer is yes, all Sahaba will go to Jannah, right? Is it clear? The one who replied no, for them this is clarification. Okay, let's go to the next question. Which of them is called as Asadullah, the Lion of Allah? Which Sahabi, it's the name of Sahabi, who is also known as Asadullah, means the Lion of Allah. Let's see now. Who is on the leaderboard? Oh, Zaina, you came second, mashallah. Sakina Zahra, third position. Oh, so many wrong answers. Why? Usman ibn Affan and Abu Huraira. No. So now you remember, the fourth Khalifa is also known as Asadullah, the Lion of Allah. He was a very brave person. He was very brave Sahaba. Okay. So always remember this, Ali bin Abi Talib is the fourth Khalifa and he is also known as the Asadullah.
Sir?
Yes, yes.
Am I third? You told that someone else is third.
Okay. Can we go to next question, please?
Yes.
Okay. The next question on your screen. Which Sahabi's name is mentioned in the Quran? Is it Bilal bin Rabah? Is it Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala? Or is it Zayd bin Haris radiallahu ta'ala? Let's see. Very good. So it's not Bilal bin Rabah, is Zayd bin Harith radiallahu ta'ala. His name is mentioned in Quran. So would you like to say something on this, sir? Where this is mentioned, this name, and in what context?
Yeah, it was mentioned in Surah Al-Ahzab, in 22 juz, فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا. Oh, there's a long story about Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Zayd's marriage. His name was mentioned there.
Okay. So remember, he is the only Sahabi whose name is the blessed Sahabi whose name is there in the Quran. Okay. And it's not Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, no, it's Zayd bin Haris. Okay. So let's go to next question. Which two companions are buried next to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I'm sure those who have been to Madinah Sharif and those who have been to Rawda Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would have seen this if they had an opportunity. So who is it? Anas bin Malik and Abu Huraira, or is it Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, or is it Usman Ghani and Ali bin Talib radiallahu ta'ala? Let's see how many goes right. Oh, Zaina, you first, Sakina Zara second, and Said Mukhtar third. Okay, good. So it is not Usman Ghani and Ali bin Talib radiallahu ta'ala. It is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. The first Khalifa and second Khalifa are buried next to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, so remember always. So when you see that golden jali, the backside, we have the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and next to him is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. He's not Umar and he's not Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Okay, we'll go to next question. I think we are on the second last question. Which of the following Allah's name means the image maker? The one who creates the image. Is it like Al-Hakim, Al-Qawi, Al-Musawwir? The one who gives the image. The one who gives the... Let's see. Girls are giving tough time to the boys and they have, mashallah, gone ahead, most of them. The first, second position in the last question was to them. Now let's see who is on the top. Sayyid Mukhtar, mashallah, Safiya Jahan, Zaina, and Muhammad Qari. Oh, so many people made mistake in this question. So Al-Musawwir means the image maker, okay? So it's not Al-Hakim or it is not Al-Qawi. It's Al-Musawwir. Okay, we'll go to next question. Come on, this is the last question, I believe, and you have to change the leaderboard now. So all fingers on your screen and look question carefully and answer as fast as you can. Which of them is known as Jama al-Quran, the one who has collected the Quran, who has come... Is it Abu Bakr Siddiq? Is it Umar Farooq? Or is it Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala? So this is last chance. This was the last question of our quiz. Let's see who's the final winner now on the leaderboard. MashaAllah, Sayyid Mukhtar, Safiya Jahan, and Zainab. Yeah, okay, good. So it's not, so this time we have seen like a lot of mistakes has happened. The question was really good. So you, maybe it's not the regular questions which you face. So, okay, so what is the correct answer? Hazrat Usman Ghani, radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar, okay, so we are end up with here, and let's see who is the first position. Third is Zaina, second is Safiya and Sayyid Mukhtar. Congratulations, Sayyid Mukhtar. MashaAllah, many times.
MashaAllah, very good wife, thank you.
Okay, sir, over to you.
Yeah, as Saurav bhai said, yeah, it was not, they were, the quizzes were not same as we were facing. They were new for you. And it's not always, boys, we will talk about Salah or we talk about Wuzu, but we have. We will discuss, inshallah, sometime about the seerah, sometime about the fiqh, sometime about the values. So you should be good in everything. So today we discussed, it was aqaid and it was seerah. So you guys are very good in the question of salah, question of wuzu, question of basic fiqh. But what I have noticed, you guys need to work on, you need to work hard on seerah. Actually, the companion's life and about the Sahaba Ikram. So, inshallah, I hope you guys do work. So, please quickly collect some topics. I wish if all of you get one Sahabi name, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar Farooq, and Ali bin Talib, and Usman bin Affan, and write about them. That will be great for me. Or someone can take the topic of Ashra Mubashra, like who are the 10 important Sahaba, or you can write about them. So that will be helpful knowledge for all of us. And then we will share on Edmodo so everybody can get the benefit. So quickly write your name in chat and write the topic. If you want to write about Abu Bakr Siddiq, one page, or just make a 3-4 slide of PowerPoint, just write your name and write Abu Bakr Siddiq. Or if you want to take Umar bin Farooq, Umar Khattab, or you want to take Ali bin Talib, or you want to take Usman bin Affan, or you want to take 10 Sahaba. Okay? So they are the 5 topics. Choose one of them if you can do it. And next week also you have to work on Suratul Qari'ah. Okay? So mashallah, Sayyid Mukhtar took, Zaina has taken, Aruj has taken one topic. Very good. Come on, more. Okay, Maria, Hazrat Umar, very good. Okay, who else? Abu Bakr Siddiq, okay. Nobody taken Ali bin Talib or Usman bin Affan. Okay, Ubaid Umar, very good. Okay, good. Come on, more replies. I want more replies. Muhammad Qari, Abu Bakr Siddiq, okay. Come on, more replies. Nobody writing about Ashra Mubashra, 10 Sahaba. Come on. Okay. No one more? Okay, and then you have to learn Suratul Qari'ah, inshallah, in the beginning. I will ask maybe 3 or 4 people to write about, read Suratul Qari'ah, okay? Thank you very much, boys. Zaina is
Excuse me, sir. Yeah. Excuse me, sir. Can you please add me in the group?
Sure. Feroz bhai, you will notice your name. Please write in chat your name.
I wrote my number. I'll write my name now.
Sure. Okay.
Please add.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, boys. Now the time to end up and see you inshallah next week. Thank you. Goodbye. Allah Hafiz.
I can see one number, Safiya Jahan 9. So this is Safiya Jahan.
If you want, you can leave now, boys.
Sir, I have written my mother's number. My name.
No, I cannot. It's like you are Safiya Jahan 9, and this is your number 0, the one which you mentioned.
Okay, the last one. First byte is from Pakistan, so please add the Pakistan code as well. Okay, 032. Please, when you sending your message, must write if you are out of UAE, write your country code as well.
Okay, can I request you to reply to that email, lightofsunnah6, and indicate your number. I will just indicate to everyone the email address again, lightofsunnah6@gmail.com. Okay, it's here on the link. I would appreciate you just indicate your name and your number, and inshallah I will add you in the WhatsApp group so that you get the message quickly. Okay. Maria, you also, yeah, please, lightofsunnah6@gmail.com. On this, you reply me with your name and telephone, with your mobile number, so I can add you, inshallah. Your WhatsApp number. Uruj, did you register yourself on the link or not?
Yes, sir. No, I wrote the email. I just registered my name.
You know, did you register on the Google form? Did you fill up the Google form?
Which Google form, sir?
Okay, I will. Okay, I need to, because 1 minute, I will share you, because. See, this is the link. All those who are new, those who have not those who have not registered, can I request you all to register on the link which we have given you right now. In this, I will get your phone number, email address, everything, all details. Okay, so there are a couple of details in this form, which your name, your email address, your parents' name, your age, your residence, and few things here and there. So it's a very short form. Within 1 minute, you can fill, and all this detail will come to me. And then I will include you in my regular, in our regular email list. So you'll get this message, inshallah. All right. So everyone, did you copy this link?
I will be leaving now.
Yes, sir, sir, please. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Jazakallah khair. Yeah. All right. Muhammad Maaz, you have noted this. Maria, did you note this? And I think Uruj, you already noted this, right?